Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome to the 300th episode of the show. Today we'll be taking a short jaunt up the Coquihalla. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with Kelowna Stunned, another great taste of Western Canadian talent on display, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week. The first one is a great remix of the Hall & Oates classic Out of Touch. This is the Avant-Garde Table Dot Remix.
Shake it up is all that we know. Using bodies up as we go. I'm waking up to fantasy. The shades all around we used to see. Broken eyes still melts in the sun. And ties that are broken again. Often they want it, yeah. We're so alone and so really matters to me. Take a look around.
Okay, two great tracks of the week on offer there. Italian producer Andre finished up with Gimme That out on Tropica Records, and that was preceded by Avant-Garde Table Dots remix of Out of Touch. Both of those are out now wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Stunned has had an impact on the scene with his unique brand of house music. I was fortunate to be able to interview him a few weeks back. Here we talk DJing, production, and new frontiers. The lead track here is titled Right Now. Full track listing and a selection of Stunned web links can be found on Technoprogressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Stunned, a DJ and producer out of Kelowna who's been producing and DJing for the past decade. With releases on Rock Bottom, Westwood, and Do Not Duplicate, amongst others, he's making his mark on the scene. He's gigged all over Western Canada, including Shambhala Music Festival, as well as various other locales. His latest track, Groovement, dropped back in November on Uprise Music and is available wherever you buy your tracks. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Stunned. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and how would you say it's evolved over time?
My sound, I'd say, is kind of like a hybrid of kind of like G-House and tech house and maybe like a little bit of like bass music. Yeah, that's basically the best way I would describe it. And just like how it's evolved is I think I've just like kind of focused more on making my tracks groovier instead of like crazy bass sounds. That's kind of the direction I'm going.
Okay, going way back in time, can you think of a couple of tracks that really opened your eyes to electronic music, and what impact did they have on you?
I remember the first time I was ever wowed by electronic music. I was riding in my friend's car and he played the song Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5 without the vocals. So it was just like the instrumental, and I was like, holy smokes, this is crazy. And so I went home and I couldn't really remember what the name of the artist was. So I was looking up like Death Rat and stuff like that. But eventually I found it. So that was like a big one for kind of like the start of it all.
And then once you got the bug and got really into this kind of music, what was the process of you building up your reputation both as a DJ and a producer?
So basically, like, it started off just like me being a fan of it at all and just listening to a lot of music. And I played guitar and I kind of had a music studio in my basement growing up. And so I was always kind of around music. And my brother actually ended up going to production school. And then that was kind of like my introduction to DJing and producing and stuff. And so I kind of just slowly picked away at it. And then I taught myself how to produce just from like YouTube videos and Ableton and stuff. And just like, you know, asking friends who know how to do it. And yeah, that's kind of the origin story.
Okay, let's look at a little then and now here for you in Kelowna. What's the club scene like currently? And when you first got into this or interested in playing this kind of stuff, where were you playing that there, showcasing this type of music?
So back when I moved here, like 2016, there was a club night called Project Saturdays, and it was kind of tailored towards more the college crowd, but they had a main room, which is obviously like your top 40s and hip hop and stuff. But then in the back room, it was supposed to be house music. And so that's kind of how I got cut my chops DJing house every Saturday in the back room at Sapphire Nightclub in Portland.
Okay, then in 2023, 2024, what would you say is the best thing about house music or club music across Western Canada?
Just that more people are hunting for, more non-mainstream tracks. That's kind of what I like, that people will know more like B-sides versus just like big bangers. And there's just like more of a hunt for less mainstream parties, I guess.
Okay, moving into production here, which is the DAW that you work with and why?
I use Ableton, and that's pretty much because it's the first one that clicked for me. I messed around with like GarageBand and Logic, but not very seriously. But then when I made the choice to get Ableton, I did all the tutorials and, you know, it became much easier, so I just stuck with that.
Okay, then within Ableton, are you using typically their stock plugins, or do you have external VSTs and possibly hardware that you like to incorporate into your productions as well?
As far as like VSTs and stuff, the main one I use to, kind of get the sounds I like is Serum. It's like probably what everyone uses, but for the most part, I use a lot of just like the stock Ableton stuff. Like I love just like the saturator they have in there and the glue compressor and, the EQing, I think is, it all works for me. I haven't like yearned for anything else beyond those, and then like Serum and maybe like a couple of sidechain things. But other than that, I keep it pretty, not too crazy complicated.
Okay, where do you typically find inspiration when you want to produce a track? Is it something you hear in advance, or are you content just to sit down at the computer and see what that leads to?
Sometimes it varies. So sometimes I'll have a definitive idea in my head, and it usually comes from like inspiration of like, say, two or three songs I'm really feeling, like the bass noise is in one, possibly like the vocals in the other, and then maybe synths in the other one. And I try to kind of like all hybridize them together. Sure. It's just kind of like, it's random how I kind of come up with stuff. Sometimes like, you know, I can bust out like a great song in like a couple hours, or like I'll like bang my head against, you know, like a loop for like the whole day. So it just varies.
Set out to first start making tracks, was there some element to that whole process that you found difficult, and if so, how did you navigate that?
Yeah, just like the keeping everything kind of just like neat and organized and not getting ahead of yourself is a big thing. Like I like to mix as I go, just so it sounds good and like I can get it how I have it, and then I don't have to go back and like change things. Just like the technical refinement was tough at first, because it just seems like such a daunting piece of knowledge to capture. But other than that, yeah, I'd say that was the most difficult. It's not hard for me to be creative. It's easy to come up with ideas.
I'm Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to The Stunned Interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with his track Movimiento, a collaboration with Rumpus and Broken Future. Full track list and a selection of Stunned web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 kicks off with the track Concentrate. Okay, let's talk about DJing here. How do you approach programming a set? Is it something you sort of map out loosely in advance, or are you content just to play off the cuff the entire night?
I generally freestyle, like even at Shambhala, I was like kind of freestyling, but I always, you know, if I'm playing a show like that, I'll make a custom intro and I know like the first couple songs I want to hit and then like the last couple, and then it's kind of just like a choose your own adventure until that point, until the end.
Okay, and when you're in the booth, what's your setup of choice? How many decks do you like to work with? What's your mixer of choice? And are you using Traktor or Ableton or anything else like that?
It's easy to just show up with the USB. It's kind of the industry standard. Computers nothing wrong with computers, but also when you're DJing, if you're using a computer, you can kind of get caught staring at a lot and it kind of takes you away from the crowd. So just the ease of accessibility of USBs and just like, I don't know, it's nice and neat and you look cool up there. Generally it's just two, like three would be nice, but like I'm just mixing tracks together. I don't do any crazy like acapellas. If anything, like if I'm gonna do like an acapella over a beat, like I would just like make it ahead of time. So yeah, like two decks is fine for me.
Okay, reflection time here on your DJ gigs. What is it that makes your sets stand out?
I play mainly my own music, so it has like kind of a similar gangster groovy vibe to it. And I'm just like keep slowly building on that. So like every, you know, song I make that I like or produce is just like adding to like the ultimate stun set.
All right, let's talk about your gigging history here. You did mention Shambhala Music Festival already. Anything else from the past that really stands out, or anything else coming up that you're really looking forward to?
So yeah, Shambhala is obviously like one of the best ones. That was a huge thrill for me. Back in the day, I used to go there as general admission, and I went 3 years in a row, and I was like, okay, I'm not coming back till I play. So I didn't go 2018, 2019, and I got booked in 2020, but we all know what happened there. And then, yeah, eventually I got back and played 2022, 2023. And so those are obviously some of the biggest thrills. In the future, I have a gig. I don't even know if I can announce this, but I got a festival gig on the island, and I've never DJed before on the island, and I'm really stoked to do that. So that's another bucket list thing to check off.
Okay, we've looked at the highs. Now let's look at the lows. Have you ever had a gig go sideways on you, and do you feel like sharing that experience?
I wouldn't say like anything horribly wrong. There's definitely been like gigs that I've flown to that suck. I wouldn't say there's never been any like tragic events or electronic mishaps or technical difficulties. Just like the only things that would like just be disappointing is if you're like flying somewhere and then it's not like the best. But even still, it's not horrible because you're technically kind of on a little vacation.
Okay then, let's reflect on your body of work. Can you think of one or two tracks that you've made over the years that have really stood out as your best?
I have this track called Hands Up that I really like. It accidentally got taken off Spotify, I realized, which sucks. It has like 800,000 plays, but I figured out how to get it back up without losing my stats. So definitely that one. I like this one that I did 12 a.m. Shuffle too. That one's pretty cool. Those kind of like have the vibes I'm going for. But the new stuff that I have in the pocket set to come out is I'm pretty hyped on too. So it's tough to say.
Hello, my friends. It's been so long. So long since I saw your face. I miss you so much. I'm so glad you're home. I'm so glad you're here. Dancing and having a good time. Welcome home. Welcome home. Home.
Okay, let's look at inspiration from your peers. Can you think of a couple either DJs or producers who really inspire you and why?
There's this one guy called Subshift who's really cool. He's kind of more underground, but he's definitely got some sweet grooves. It's hard because sometimes, like, I really like Max Styler right now too. He's really good. And Boris Brejcha is probably my fave right now of all time.
Let's take a look into the crystal ball here. What's your vision for yourself as you continue to go forward both in production and DJing?
I just want to keep learning and making the best music possible. Like, it feels like every few months you're able to level up, and so all the stuff that I've been kind of making the past year, I'm really excited to go get out. And yeah, and the stuff I'm currently kind of like finishing up, I'm really excited on too. So just, yeah, building my library to be kind of stuff that I'm proud to play of. And then for gig wise I want to start playing in the States and getting my US visa.
All you got to do is move.
final question for you here. Is there anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Nothing too close to the date. I have a song, I have a tune coming out on Box of Cats March 22nd, which I'm pretty excited about.
Has been Stunned. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Thank you very much for doing this.
Stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Stunned for agreeing to interview. It was a pleasure to interview him, and it really has to be said that the Western Canadian and Canadian scene overall are thriving right now. There's some great underground music being produced, and a whole host of great festival events featuring these artists. Stunned's track, Ben's Friends, close out the interview, a little drum and bass to change things up. Full track list and a selection of his web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head on over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 18 years in time to 2005 to showcase some proggy tribal house sounds. I actually had this on vinyl back in the day. It's Hughes & Spire with Helm Deep. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time.